I am Cynthia Pace, and this is the interview with Jessie Cecile Boyd for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. And it's being done on December 7th, 2011 at the EH Building in All Red, Arkansas in Van Buren County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording transcript and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you, Cecile, willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. First, I'd like you to say in your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
Jessie Cecile Boyd, JessieCecileBoyd, and we are at the All Red Rupert Community, 20 miles west of Clinton, Van Buren County.
Good. Now, Cecile, this is going to be a very informal interview, and I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program. Good times and the challenges, so let's get started. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program?
I have been a member of the All Red EH Club for about 13 years now. But I can remember when my mother was in what we call the Home Demonstration Club. I can remember playing under the quilts when I was very young. And also, I have a sister that's very active in the Lone Oak County Extension Club.
And how did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Extension Program?
Well, it's a little story. We moved up here about 13 years ago, and I read in the paper that they were going to have the Extension Homemakers Club meeting. And I always saw this building out here, and it had a little sign, Already H. And I thought, that sounds like a good idea. So on the second Thursday of each month, I decided, well, I'm going to go. And I just diddly-bopped in here and sat down at the end of the table, and did I get lots of strange looks. No one had ever seen me, and I had never seen any of those women. But it didn't take but about maybe 15 minutes, and I knew I was welcome.
Excellent. So how long have you been associated with the All Red EH Club?
Right at 13 years now.
Okay. And this is the first club, obviously, that you've ever belonged to. And what year was that again?
1999.
And you are still presently a club member?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of that club again, county and district?
We're All Red EH Club, Van Buren County Extension Office, and where the district is the Ozark District.
That first day, do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting other than, you know, feeling strange and then lovingly comfortable?
Well, it seemed like they had so much business they had to do that day. It was just business, 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 and I thought, this is a group of women that really on the ball, they're organized. And then I can't remember exactly what the program was, but I know it was very informative. And then we always had a treat. We always had refreshments. And that we don't do that now, but we had refreshments back then, and everything was always homemade, and it was delicious.
Wonderful. And so was that prompted you? What made you join the club officially?
Well, I moved up here, and I didn't know anyone, and I knew this was a good way to get to know women in the community.
And what has kept you in the membership, Why do you continue?
All of the wonderful relationships. We have a meeting, and we don't necessarily do exactly everything the way other clubs do, but we do our own thing. And the programs we have are very informative. And several years ago, we were down to 3 members. And we were going to consolidate with Crabtree, which is the next community. But the good Lord sent so many people up here, and now then we have anywhere from 10 to 12 at each meeting. And I know we just have a special bond, and that's because of the EH.
Excellent. So how involved did you become? List any offices, committee chairmanships, or special responsibilities that you've held in the club?
Well, if anyone knows me, they know if I'm going to be a member, I'm going to support it. And I can't remember exactly everything, but I know one year I was the secretary, and then I served as program chairman. I have been on the scrapbook committee, a chairman of the candidate speaking dessert auction, which I'll tell about later. I was also chairman of a fall festival, and on the county council, I served as historian by making the scrapbook. And I can't remember how many years now I've been president.
So have you attended any of the state council's meetings? And if so, what year did you attend your first one? And do you have any particularly special remembrances of that event?
No, I haven't. It's just too far to go to Hot Springs.
Okay.
And we were always so busy in the garden and doing other things up here in this community that I never did, really didn't have a desire to go to state convention.
Did you go to your local board meetings?
I don't go very often, and I told them when I joined, I said, I would gladly support you if we can do something in the community, but, you know, it's round trip, it's 60 miles to Clinton and back, but I can do stuff on the phone, and I can call people, so I don't attend them very often.
Excellent. So how has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Oh, I just can't name all the reasons, but one, the special thing is the lasting friendships. We have had many of our founding mothers that have passed away. We have many people that have moved, but there's some of us that are still here. And the programs that we have are so informative, and we've learned very, very, it's just so many things, I just can't name all of them.
Don't you kind of wish we had done this years and years ago so we could have added those voices to our history currently?
Yes.
What has been your favorite event or activity since your involvement?
Well, the main thing I really, really enjoy the fundraisers. And the main thing and where we make most of our money has been the candidate speaking dessert auction. And I'll tell about that later.
Oh, good. Okay. And what, do you have a least favorite event or activity?
Oh, yes.
Let's hear that.
Those volunteer hours. And record keeping. I taught school so many years, and when I promised myself when I got through teaching school, I wasn't going to have to keep up with all that stuff. But I do try, because there's a reason for it, to keep up with those volunteer hours. I worked on mine last night.
So you were a teacher. How long was that?
14 years.
Was that here in the All Red community?
No, ma'am. We lived in Conway from 67 to 98, but I taught across the river at a small school. It was in the city of Biglow, but it was called East End.
How do you think that being a teacher has helped you be an effective Extension Homemaker member?
Oh, the responsibility, caring for people, loving people.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization since you came on board?
Well, not many, because we get our yearbooks and we do the same thing each meeting. And I'm sure there's been a lot of other changes that I have not realized.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. When we're discussing certain projects, everybody's got a different idea. We have to vote on it. We have to be in one accord. And there's some people you just can't convince that things need to be done the way that they should be done.
Do you have any other memories or experiences or thoughts on that you'd like to share right at the moment?
Yes. We have on display over here on one of our tables all of the yearbooks. And I took it on myself to clean out the filing cabinets and to look and study what our founding mothers did for the All Red EH Club. And it's been amazing. And I have really, it's just been so helpful to see what all has been done for the Extension Homemakers Club. And I tell these new members, I said, listen, you need to look at these scrapbooks and see what's gone on. And we have a member now, Lou Butler, that has taken over the scrapbook committee in the past 4 or 5 years, and we've worked real hard on our scrapbook. We've entered it in our county fair and in our district fair and the state fair. And also we have a contest for the Van Buren County Van Buren County, all the all of the clubs in the county. And for the past 3 or 4 years, we've won that top prize, which is $25. And that sure does help go pay those bills.
Impressive. It sure adds to the coffers. Mm-hmm. Now, in its heyday, how many members were there in the All Red Club? Can you remember off the cuff, or do you have any idea?
It seemed like several years ago, in 05 or 06, we had right at 30. But now a lot of those were inactive, but they paid their dues, and when we had special projects, they would support us. And I imagine in the years past, we've had probably that many, and some years maybe not so many.
Can you tell me some of the member names that maybe folks who aren't with you in the current club anymore that you'd like to mention?
Yes, we have some founding mothers, and some of them that I knew have worked very hard. Dorothy Henderson, Edith Lake, Joyce Goodman, Beatrice Summers, we called her B, and Ellen Ruth Pack, Carolyn Yates, Louise Hall, Louise Emerson, Mrs. Wilma Walker. Most people called her Wilma, but I called her Miss Wilma. Scotty Toombs, Fern Waddle, who I always call my mountain mama. Mm-hmm. Then there was Miss Enid Hefner and Mrs. Isla Hefner. And Louise McCrutchen, I believe it is. And some of those founding mothers that are still members of our club are Bertie Harder and Loretta Israel. And of course, Joyce Goodman. And several that have moved would be Willa Dean Smith and Ramona Drenner.
Wonderful. Okay, excellent. So let's talk about some of the projects that the club has been involved in. But first of all, what one project would you like to see your club do now, and why might that be?
I guess I would say just to repair and maintain the building. We've had this building for so many years, and it's just like home. Things happen, we have to be repaired. And after this building was built, the women knew that they had to have funds to maintain the building. They had to buy all of the furnishings. We have a list of all of the years of what happened each year. And it was very, very impressive of what happened and what year they went. And I'm going to just briefly go over a few of them. We had to have a septic tank and water storage tanks. They were paid for in 82. Then a heating system was paid for in 83. And it continues on and says Karen and James Strange wrapped the heat ducts in December of 83. That's very important. We now have to use propane, and we keep the heat on low, and I imagine tonight we'll have to leave the heat on. And of course, that'll be an expense. Roy Henderson, one of our members' husbands, and who later became a member, put gutters on the building. And also helping him was Goody Goodman, Cephas Waddle, and Mr. Ralph Baker. We had a stainless steel sink installed in 83. Also, tables and chairs were bought. Our serving bar was installed, and cabinets. And Doug D'Orsay, Fran's husband, built our serving table and our cabinets. Storm doors were installed by Mr. Otis Walker and Mr. Reeves. And the bathroom signs that we still have up today were painted and put up by Jackie Pickett. We had an attic fan put up in August of 84, and ceiling fans were put up in January of 88. I don't think they need the ceiling fans in January, but I'm sure they had funds and they put them up. Then we had a new refrigerator that was bought in 1993. Later on, of course, they had air conditioner, and I need to look up, and I'm sure I can find when that was bought. And also we have a freezer, almost a new sewing machine. It was donated to the club, and we have had it repaired, And I'm saying, I don't use it, but some people do use our sewing machine, and it's an antique. There were many, many fundraisers held over the years, and we still have them today. We have to meet the expenses of our phone bill to pay for our electricity, and much, much later, we finally got on the Van Buren County water system. We have insurance we have to pay, fire dues, propane, and other expenses. The fundraisers that they used back then and still today are numerous, and I'm going to hopefully not leave out any of them. We had family game night. There would be a snack bar and tasty homemade goodies, and of course you had to pay for it. Also, they would play bingo with all kinds of prizes. On October the 29th, 2011, the club sponsored a fall festival. On the menu was taco salad and all the trimmings. And to get more money, we had lots of... And we had baked goods available. We knew that would bring more money in. We had a costume contest and games for the children. And, of course, bingo. Those adults attending provided treats for the children to take place of the traditional trick-or-treating. The money we made will be used to purchase new tables, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow at our EH meeting. The making of quilts was another fundraiser. Several members would come and quilt, and they'd quilt for others, and in time of need, if there was a fire or someone just needed a quilt, they always had quilts provided. In 1976, a centennial pattern quilt was made and raffled off. As late as 2009, club members pieced and hand-quilted a quilt and raffled it off. More than $500 was made, and one of our new quilters won that quilt. There was numerous bake sales held on the popular square in Clinton. There were many yard sales, white elephant sales, and several years they had Christmas bazaars, and this brought in more funds. As I was reading some of the old secretary's book, I found out in 1977 the club managed a concession stand. They called it a eat stand during a bluegrass festival at the Van Buren County Fairgrounds. Greeting cards were sold. When I was looking at some of the old checkbooks, it would say cards, cards, cards. I wonder, why did they need so many cards? Then I finally found out they were selling cards, and that was another profitable fundraiser. Now, the most popular and the one that I really enjoy and get into is what they used to call candidate speaking pie supper, now called candidate speaking dessert auction. In April of 2010, we had 15 county and one state candidate come to speak. First we eat, we have finger foods, and then we have the candidates get to speak, and they have to sign in, and that's the way they know when they will speak. There were over 50 items auctioned off, everything from a quart of dill pickles. Now, I personally make those, and it's from a recipe from a former member, my mountain mom, Fern Waddle. They went... And I'm not bragging, but we sold them for $65 a quart of pickles. But this year, since the drought, no pickles, but I think maybe I can find some back in my cabinet. We had everything from the pickles to apple, apricot, and peach fried pies, and they went for as high as $80 a dozen.
Let me interrupt you a minute. I have never heard of a fried pie. Nor have I ever heard of a pie supper. Before I let you go on, can you tell me just a little bit about what's a pie supper and what's a fried pie?
Cindy, we can tell you're not from Arkansas. Every Arkansan knows what a pie supper is. And every Arkansan should know what a fried pie is. I will try to make some. The next time I see you, I'll bring you a fried pie. A pie supper goes back many, many years. And I can remember when I was very young, a long time ago, we lived right across the road from a school in the county that adjoins Van Buren County. And it seemed like they would have it when there was time for an election. And the women would make a meal. I mean, they would make like sandwiches, and they would put it in this beautiful box. And they would decorate the box, but nobody was supposed to know who bought the box. Then they would auction it off. And of course, the prettiest box usually got the most money, of course, not knowing what was in the box. And that person would have to eat with whoever made the box. And I can remember as a young, very little kid, maybe less than 5 years old, that we'd always think, ooh, who would Mother get to eat with? And then who would Daddy get to eat with? And the kids, I can't remember what we ate. I'm sure there was some food there for the kids. Now, fried pie. I can't believe you don't know what a fried pie is. You have your crust you have to make. You have to roll it out. And then now then, I do have a new fangle piece of equipment that you put the pie in. And then whatever you're going to make, you're filling it with apple, apricot, peach, even chocolate fried pies. And then you have to close it up and crank it around, and usually I use milk. You can use it. You can use my new piece of equipment, or you can get a fork and go around it and make it real fancy, and then you have to fry it in a skillet. But now, I don't use my cast iron skillet. I use my electric grill that my sister gave me, and you put a little bit of vegetable oil in it, or Crisco, or whatever you want to use, and you fry it. So many minutes till it gets brown on one side, then you flip it over.
Can't wait till you share one with me.
Oh, you talk about good ones. Now, and sometimes I make little bitty ones so they go further, or you can give them out. But they are good. And I promise you, I will make one. Okay, these candidates really get caught up when it comes to bidding. And as club members, we get excited too, because we know that they keep on bidding, that means more profit for us. And it's usually right, I think last time it was right out $1,600 we made. So that was always good. And then we get to know the candidates. April of last year, our state candidate was from Conway, and he graduated with our daughter in 1986, and I was thrilled to see him. And of course, when he saw me here, he was thrilled too. And of course, I went over and gave him a big hug, and everybody wondered, what was I doing hugging that young man? But and then years ago, we had our a former student of mine came, because he was running for a senator, and he was Bob Johnson. And I loved having him here, that I could say that I taught him in the sixth grade, and he was happy that I was here, and I think he was happy I was his sixth grade teacher. We have many more things that we have done. We sell cookbooks, but of course we just get a portion of that, and the rest of it goes to the county council. And then our club accepts donations when the building is used for various events. And over the years, there was a young ladies exercise class that met here, and in the past few years, Tai Chi class has met here. We've had rehearsal dinners, wedding receptions, and many, many 50th wedding anniversary celebrations. Also, baby showers, wedding showers, birthday parties for all ages. I think the last one we had was a lady that turned 80. We have bereavement meals that have been served many, many times after funerals. We've had county quiltings and workshops, inside yard sales. And families use this as a gathering place and serve meals, especially during the annual homecoming in June, when we have our decoration day at our cemeteries. And then we have many families use it at Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. The senior citizens potluck used to meet here on Tuesday, and I remember when my husband and I moved here, we would come on Tuesday, and it was a way to meet so many different people in the community. And also, we have donations that have been given in memory of our loved ones.
Question I have, when you referred to quilts earlier and that you raised funds for the quilt, What were those funds directed to? Was that a scholarship program or? No?
No.
Okay. So I know that the raffle quilt that was.
Oh, I remember about the quilt in the quilt raffle. Each year, the Van Buren County Council holds a quilt raffle with proceeds going to a nursing scholarship. There's a stipulation that the person work within the county for 2 years, or Van Buren County for 2 years. In 2009, our club, the RADH Club, decided that we wanted to learn how to quilt. So one of our members suggested that we make the sampler quilt, or quilt the sampler quilt, for the county council to raffle off. One of our members' mother had donated some fabric, so we cut the fabric in pieces, and each anyone that wanted to could make a block, and we chose the best blocks for the quilt, and our club put the quilt together and hand quilted it, and it was, I'm not bragging, but it was a beautiful, beautiful quilt, but I can't remember who won it. I'd have to look that up in our yearbook or in our scrapbook. I'm sure the person's name. And while we're talking about scholarships, I would like to explain a little bit about our RADH scholarship we have. This started years ago. I believe it was back in the 80s. And each year we have applications for the students. And of course they have to be a senior in high school to go to a college. And they fill out the applications and we have a committee. And for several years it's been fascinating to see the help that we've given these students. But now our funds are getting a little low. We have a little savings that where the money comes from. And we have consolidated the RADH club scholarship and the J.D. Putty scholarships because of the funds. And last year we gave the scholarship to this young gal, but right at the when it was time for school to start, she decided that she would not be able to go to school. So we have those funds put back, and maybe next year we can give a scholarship and the recipient would be able to attend college. And this, of all of the money-making projects we use, a lot of that goes to the scholarship funds. Another thing that we have done over the years and the way that we can fundraiser, which I forgot to mention a while ago, is a county fair. Each September, we have a Van Buren County Fair. And for several years, being a member, we didn't do anything. And then here comes Lou Butler. She's a new member in the past, say, 8 or 9 years, and she got us all excited about the county fair. And this year wasn't a very good year because of the drought, but year before last was our biggest year. And I remember I personally, and then as a club, we challenged all the other clubs in Van Buren County to enter things in the fair. We need this with so many younger people not being members of EH clubs. We need this to help the fair. And I really enjoy it. And you get to meet so many people there. And then when you go to the fair, you get to see all of the blue ribbons. And it's with my sister in the other county, we always have a contest to see how many blue ribbons and red ribbons and yellow ribbons, and above all, the best of show. And she always beats me. 1 year I got 3 best of shows, and what did she do? She got 4. Then another sister never did get a best of show till year before last, and she got her first best of show. So we both congratulated my sister.
Are either of your sisters Extension Homemaker members?
Oh, yes, my oldest sister is. She is served as on district officer and a county for her own county and for her own club. But now the other one does not belong, but she surely does help them out with all the special projects. So that's good to know that we we have a special bond, and just as interview, I'm the person that's getting interviewed, and she's the one doing the interviewing, so that's been lots of fun.
And what county is that?
Lone Oak County, which is just south of our county. Another person that I would like to mention is what we used to call home demonstration agent. That's what I remember. Now then they're called a county agent. And this was back in the 70s, was Mrs. Mary L. McKnight. I did not know Miss McKnight, but now I know her daughter, who is a personal friend, and I saw her just about a month ago. And it's exciting to see so many people that you know from where I used to live that still have relatives and have ties with Van Buren County. And every time that I go to a funeral, it seems like I see someone from Conway that has relatives up here. So that kind of ties us all together. It doesn't matter where you live, there's ties with this county and with the people that you know and dearly love. We have various organizations have used this building over the many, many years. Now then, we have a fire department that is just south of the building, but years ago, they didn't have a building. So the volunteer fire department had their meetings here, and the ladies auxiliary had their fundraisers. And as I see in our minutes, we got a certain percentage of what they made. So, of course, that was more money for our club. And we've had 4-H clubs have met here, and we've sponsored the 4-H clubs. And I do not know a lot about the clubs, but we don't have one presently. But in the past, it's been very, very successful. Then we have county workshops pertaining to 4-H clubs. We've also have the ACRDC has had their meetings here. The Ladies' Book Club meets here sometimes. The church, which is north of this building, used to have their potlucks here because we didn't have a fellowship hall. And Rupert Baptist Church also used this building during vacation Bible school, and the Boys Hiking Club have met here. Several years ago, the Van Buren County Sheriff's Office, the Arkansas State Police, and the FBI used this building for a command post. And it's too sad to say why they had to use it, but as members of the EH Club, we sponsored them or helped them with the food and many, many things. And I never will forget, my husband and I bought food up here, and I asked the sheriff, I said, "Do you have plenty of supplies?" And I even whispered, "Toilet paper." Yes, I whispered and asked the sheriff or one of the deputies, "Do you have everything covered, even toilet paper?" He said, "Oh, yes, ma'am. We have a whole case." And would you believe when they left that whole case of toilet paper, and we're still using it today, only it's kind of rough. It's not near as soft as we usually like. Also, our building is used for a polling place for elections, of course, for the county, state, and national officials. You can see over on the door right now, that was the results of the last election we had back several months ago.
What do you think, let me ask you, about the 100-year celebration, the commemoration of 100 years of EHC?
I think it's great. It's awesome to think 100 years. You know, that's a long time ago. And to think how it started and what it means to people today. And I'm just excited to be a part and to know that I had maybe just a little bit to help with this 100 years anniversary.
And talking about 100 years, what items would you put into a time capsule today to be opened 100 years from now?
Oh, the biggest thing I guess we probably have in our already EH Club would be that auction they had years and years ago with over $6,000 being made to begin that scholarship. And also all of the money that's been raised to keep the upkeep on this building and for our own scholarship, and just to know that this building is here for the community to use in any way.
Mm-hmm. The how do you think we might be able to get some younger members involved in EHC? I know that's been difficult as our members are aging. We're trying to recruit youngsters. Do you actively recruit members, and how would you suggest maybe we recruit some younger folks?
That's going to be a big problem. We do have, I believe, three members that are in their early 40s. One just turned 40 in August. But most of them, I'm not going to say the ages because I would probably get in trouble. In fact, I don't care. I'm 66, and I'm proud to be 66. And, you know, just a while ago, we had a person that had moved back to this community, and she said she would like to come tomorrow just to see what our EH Club does. And just a few minutes ago, another lady in our community came in, and we've already tried to recruit her, and we think maybe that we'll win her over, and she will be a member of the Already EH Club so that she can help us do the things that we do.
Question, what have you learned? Is there anything you've learned through your EH experience that you use in your everyday life?
Oh, yes. There's so many things I've learned just from the demonstrations. Make things easier to do in your kitchen, in your house, to make your house safer. And I live in a two-story house, and the things that you can do to make it safer to get up and down those stairs. And every time I do something, I think, oh, me, we learned that at EHC.
Good, the good programs. Has your club ever hosted a spring or fall council meeting? And if so, how was that experience?
Awesome. I remember the first meeting that I attended, and I thought, oh, my, this is great. And the one that stands out for me, and I can't remember what year. Yes, I do. It was May. It was in May of 04, I think. We had to come up with a theme, and I am antique, and I love antiques. So we were going to have a program about antiques, and that just happened to be the same year that we had an apron contest. I think one was for like the oldest apron and maybe the newest apron, and the winner would go to state convention. And in this building, we started right here, and for all the way around the building, we had aprons, and people had to vote on the apron that was the prettiest and most original, something like that, I can't remember. And then on the tables, we had all kind of antiques. And I remember my friend Marge Kuhn dug up some violets, and we used those in our containers for arrangements. And I had always wanted violets, and she told me, she said, "Seal, if you plant those violets, they'll spread." Every spring and summer I get out and work in my flowers, Marge was truthful. I have violets everywhere, and I tell Marge, every time I see that violet, you told me the truth, but I love those violets, and I love to see them blooming. And we have had many more council meetings. Well, the last time, I think we had one with Crabtree, and it was in September, and an idea I had used from many other organizations, it was everybody's birthday party. And everyone, we had 12 birthdays, 12 months, so everybody had to sit at the table when your birthday was. And luckily, one of our members, our dear, dear Ramona Drenner, had a birthday the same month that I do in September, so she and I were the only September birthdays, and we loved sitting at that table. And then for our centerpieces, we had birthday mugs and put artificial flowers in it, but we didn't give them away as door prizes because we saved them because we knew we were going to have a yard sale coming up, and we sold several of them, and that was more funds to use for our building. Everything we do, some of us try to think, is there profit in it? Can we use that money for this building? And one thing now, we have, as I mentioned before, from our fall festival, we had money for our new tables, which we surely need. Then we need to repair both doors, and we've got a water leak, and we have to turn the water on and off when we come, and we're going to have to get that fixed. And the big thing that we're working on, and we don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but we know that with all the effort of each member, we need a new floor. This carpet has been here for goodness knows, and it's hard to keep clean, and you can see how ragged it looks. But we know as EH members, we will work hard to strive to have fundraisers and do what we can for a new flooring for our building. We don't know what it will be, but we'll have a committee.
Well, you should be proud of what you've accomplished so far, because this is a lovely, lovely building.
Another can I tell just a minute
sure.
about our, we had new windows put in last year. Gene Medley, a former member's husband, put the new windows in at no cost. And Liz Alvord, one of our members, made the curtains. And Wendy Dufresne kind of did some redecoration and decorated. And we have lots more things that we need to put up on our walls to show the history of the RADH Club.
Great. Question. Did you ever find it, or was it sometimes difficult to balance family and club obligations?
Not really. Because that, besides my church activities, EH was right next to church. And since we are right here close to the building, and so many members are in the same church that I attend and members of, it just kind of went side by side. And the other church members and the other churches were always good supportive of the RADH Club and our members of EH Club. And even when we had our school out here, the EH Club was always sponsoring and helping with things of activities. I know we gave library books. There were many members that would go up and help read to children, and then they even worked in the concession stands. So RADH members were very helpful when we had a school out here.
Excellent. Well, I can certainly speak on behalf of the Van Buren County Council and say how delighted we are to have you on board as All Reds president. And I can't thank you enough for your time and your efforts today. We're very grateful. Is there any last thing that you'd like to add that maybe we didn't cover that you'd like to mention before we close?
Well, the only thing that I would say, and it'll be teary, I know I will be leaving this area, but I can still come up one day a month to support the RADH Club, and I hope I can do that.
And we do too. Thanks.